Welcome back, everybody. We are here with another edition of the 4th and 3 podcast. This is the first podcast in a month where we have all the hosts here, so it's pretty exciting. Right in the second round of the playoffs, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
A lot. A
little bit of news going on.
Spicy.
Some would say.
Let's just kind of get straight into it. So if you're listening, you probably won your fantasy game. If you lost, you probably are... Deleted the app, deleted, you know, unfollowed all the NFL teams.
Life as you know it
is over.
It's ceasing to exist for the next 7 months.
I guess we can just ask Jared. Jared, what is it like to have no more, fantasy teams going?
You know, I spend most of my nights just gently sobbing. It's just a slight sob. It's not like I'm like fully going out, just bawling my eyes out. But
is it while you're playing Lego Fortnite?
No, that's just to keep my mind off things.
Good.
And to build another world that I don't have to live in the shame of not being in any fantasy nor fantasizing about football.
So it's like a second world, like the Office meme.
It's almost like me personally, I feel like I'm living an internal third person, outside of my body right now because the Packers are on the brink of not making the playoffs. I'm out of fantasy. All I really have right now is you guys right in this room.
It's detrimental. Well, and then all of you guys are listeners, obviously.
Of course.
We're all together. We're one big community. We love each other, and you know we're trying to help out. But Jared, you can join my team. Obviously, you're not going to get any of those profits, but you know, in spirit, you can be a part owner.
Thank you.
Especially this week.
I appreciate the handout,
and
I'll definitely accept that.
Okay. Wow.
It is Christmas.
Yeah.
Jumping into some news, Tyreek Hill has been practicing in a limited fashion this week and is projected to play this weekend, but he is still listed as questionable.
Tyreek.
So that's something to definitely monitor there. Any other? Yes, Jared's got something.
Found something out about Tyreek.
He has 7 baby mamas.
Exactly.
And he just got married and he just had 2 more kids.
So we got a real Adrian Peterson on our hands.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on there. I think I saw a joke the other day that I thought was funny.
Wait until all those kids get to NFL age.
So here's the funny part about that. Somebody made the joke that it's going to be the Rivers Bowl versus Hill.
So
it'll
be
all 11 of their kids against each other. It's just, you guys got to...
Tyreek Hill's kids are going to smoke them.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, at the same time, Tyreek's going to have a terrible quarterback. What are you, 5'8"?
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Tua is pretty small.
Do you have any other news?
I think they're 5'10".
Yeah, it's like 5'10", 5'11", for like...
Are you talking centimeters?
No.
Oh, feet.
That's what that's what Kyler is. That's, I mean, Drew Brees was 5'10".
What country are we in? Kyler's 5'10", I think. So, and he's the shortest in the league, I believe.
Yeah, he's pretty...
Yeah.
He's not the shortest
guy. He's probably...
He's the shortest quarterback.
Yeah, I think Deuce Vaughn's the shortest guy.
Yeah, he's 5'6", I
think. Hey, Boston Scott, baby.
Yeah, he's small.
Yeah.
We on notice, huh? He's the Darren Sproles. I'm going to run through some news here because I got a couple other things. Geno Smith's going to play this week. Drew Lock, suck it. I'm not a huge fan of him. Jonathan Taylor is back at practice, expected to play.
Why do you hate Drew Lock? Oh, that's right, because he tore you up.
Yeah, okay, non-playoffs. You sit there and don't stare at your phone on Sunday, okay? You just watch football like a meaningless peasant.
I will. Absolutely.
Jared, that
as long as we beat the Vikings, I'll be happy.
That did sting me deep. I'll give you that one. Kenny Pickett is officially out. Nobody cares. The Steelers are going to squeak in the playoffs. First round exit, not a big deal. Keenan Allen's out, though.
Yeah, he's out.
Like, that's the dude that brought you the playoffs. Him and Tyreek last week. Like, if you had those two guys, got all the way there and then lost both of them, I'm guessing you're not listening this week.
Yeah, it's because Tyreek's not top 5, clearly.
Can you imagine having both those guys going into the playoffs and then losing?
Yeah, it'd be crazy.
Injuries are hard. They affect everybody, and you know sometimes it affects others more than not. And more importantly, it's not really when or not really like how or why. It's just like when. When is it going to happen?
Right.
You know, everyone's going to lose somebody at some point, and losing the number one fantasy player for the first week in the playoffs is just brutal. You might have been smart and replaced him with Jordan Addison, who had a heck of a game, but most people didn't do that. So it really just comes down to managing your team and when you're going to play somebody, right? I mean,
yeah. And I will say, Jared, you made a trade earlier this season, and you already had Tyreek and you had Tua. At the time, I was like, yeah, that's a good like little addition. However, like it didn't fall your way, but the trade itself and to give yourself the best opportunity. That was a great trade.
Thank you.
I do think that was actually like a good trade that worked out in your favor. Unfortunately, the rest of the team
didn't. What was the trade for the listeners?
You got...
So I traded away a first-round pick and a third-round pick next year for Waddle, who is on a contract for the next 3 years at $11.
Yeah, super cheap. Mm-hmm. So it is, I mean, it is a very good move.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Because I have Tua for Tua. The next 3 years as well at $2.
And Tyreek has already said he's going to go become a corn star, I'll say it appropriately, after his contract expires in 2025.
So, I mean, the guy's going to have like 60 babies. He's going to be like a real-life King Solomon.
And a top five wide receiver of all time.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And that's a biblical reference. If you guys don't know King Solomon, the dude had 400 wives.
Look it up. All right, really quick, I'm going to finish out this news. Chris Olave is going to play really quick. Stat line for Chris Olave tonight. He is active, only missed one game. How many receiving yards? I'm going to say over, under 78. Yeah, random number.
Chris Olave?
Under.
Yep. Under.
Okay.
100%.
I was going to say 62. I feel like four catches... It's for 62 yards.
I'm going to bop another one at you. Ja'Marr Chase is out this week. If somehow you hung on to T. Higgins and have any kind of faith in him because he's had a really down season, showed some magic last week, over, under a touchdown, or half a touchdown. Do you guys think he's going to score?
I'll take the over.
I think he's going off this week.
Yeah, dude, I think him and Tyler Boyd are starts.
Do you think T. Higgins has over 100 yards?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
because they
so.
Play. No, well, maybe not. They play the Steelers.
That is why I'm not starting Tyler Boyd. I mean, I have better options.
I think he's still going to go off with Jake Browning.
Yeah, I mean,
Jake Browning's been
he likes him too.
He's been able to sling the ball. So exactly.
Well, and that touchdown last week was sick. The stretch
the
arm.
T. Higgins one.
Yeah,
that might be
stretch
arm. That could be play of the year. To be
stretch
honest,
it was
so cool.
And obviously, I'm not going to say this is my idea, but do you guys see any of the memes of Space Jam?
Mm-hmm. No,
where they made it look like, but like the behind his back thing was like fully stretched out like 6 feet, and they're like, "Wow, Space Jam is pretty realistic." I thought that was funny. And then the last thing that I will ask: CJ Stroud is out.
Is he out?
Likely out.
Yeah, likely out.
For the concussion?
Yeah,
yeah.
How concussed did this dude get?
Well, dude, he can barely read, so any kind of a concussion is a big deal for him. All right.
That's true.
That was funny.
So he's likely out this week. Noah Brown, we talked about him a little bit before the podcast. Realistic expectations, is he flex worthy?
No, he's definitely flex worthy.
I wouldn't do it unless you have to.
Well, they play the Jaguars.
Yeah, with Case Keenum. Which
divisional matchup.
You know, it could
at
go
home?
Good, it could not.
Nope.
I wouldn't start him unless you had to.
I think that is an accurate description of it. And honestly, he was peppered last week because they don't have anybody else. But I don't think it's a terrible option for a flex. I'm not going to play him against you. I'll tell you that. He's just in there for now.
Yeah. Well, he had a pretty decent game last week. 100 yards and a touchdown or 80 yards and a touchdown or something like that.
No. It was like 130 yards and a TD.
Yeah.
But they also played in overtime.
Right. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, unless you have to do that, I don't know if I would.
And it's also against the Browns.
But he's coming off a good game, and he's going to be the number one. So it's not like you're throwing up a prayer, you know.
Right. But I think, yeah, that's all the news I got.
They play the Browns? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That defense is tough.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Ooh, little hidden piece I didn't know. Do you guys know Sky Moore went on IR?
Yep, I did know that.
I didn't, but at the same time,
I did not.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Horrible pick. But Rashi Rice, amazing pick. Good for them.
I mean, yeah, he's been pretty good. I don't think he's been, like, super stellar, but he's been pretty good.
I mean, the last couple weeks, he's been the most consistent option over Travis Kelce in receptions and like what they're actively trying to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying like it's a down year though. So I think it makes it look a little bit, but not to say that he's bad or he's going to have a bad career or anything like that. I think it's a little overrated cuz I mean, in my opinion, anybody playing with Patrick Mahomes should just be super stellar, you know? And I don't think he's had super stellar stats.
But the Chiefs,
where you're like, this is a lock every week.
Right, you know? But the Chiefs have been down.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, overall, because, like, their weapons don't hit, so, like, they're going to key in on pieces. I'm not going to queue up. But at the same time, I think he's having a good season.
No, and he is having a good season.
Going into next year, I think, I'm going to look at him next year. I can tell you that now, because in Dynasty, I don't have a chance.
Well, let me ask you a question. Where would you draft him next year? And are you going to do the Garrett Wilson thing again?
No.
We mean Garrett Wilson thing.
You know, like the potential's there. You're playing with an awesome quarterback. You're going to spend a first or second on him.
Well, I mean, I spent a second on Garrett Wilson.
Not Garrett Wilson.
I didn't like foresee that happening, but no, he's with Patrick Mahomes. And when you have a Travis Kelce, I'm not going to say he's going to retire, but he's getting up there. Yeah, I would still probably draft him like third round. I'll tell you that now.
Well, I don't think I'm taking him in the third.
I would take him in like the seventh.
I think like maybe the fifth, maybe fourth if you like went running back heavy.
I don't know.
And there's nothing there.
I still like Tyler Lockett.
That's true.
You know?
Well, I mean, he just does.
Tyler Lockett goes in like the seventh, eighth, tenth.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So it's like.
But he's just like that non-sexy piece that like he's on your team and he's flex worthy. But you always look at him at like on your bench, and you're like, I should have played him.
I'll
you're
say
never
this.
Going to.
I think Rashee Rice is above Christian Watson.
Oh, 100%. I would agree with that.
For fantasy purposes,
yeah,
like picking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christian
See,
Watson
not even,
is
not
that
sure
dude.
That. He doesn't seem to have, I agree, Watson doesn't seem to have that alpha. That he ain't got that dog in him, it doesn't sound like.
He's not the
but
dude.
He's still at awesome numbers and... You know, he's playing with a crappy quarterback, so you got to give him that.
I wouldn't say he's crappy.
No.
Do you guys know that Rashee Rice is number 24 on the season? Even, like, as a rookie, I get, like, that's not amazing. But let me read you his last couple weeks. Week 12 against Las Vegas, 10 targets, 8 receptions, 107 yards, and a touchdown, 27 points. Green Bay, 9 targets, 8 receptions, 64. Buffalo, 7 out of 10, 72 yards and a touchdown. And then last week was 9 for 9. For 91 yards and another score.
You could pull a Gabe Davis on us.
He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He has 8 touchdowns on the season.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good.
That's pretty darn good.
But who
that's
else is good. He targeting?
That's not
Mahomes.
Second or third round pick.
If Mahomes, if, okay, say this. Say the Chiefs pick up a stellar rookie this year.
Has Andy Reid ever done that?
Yeah.
When?
Just
last
this year.
Year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with Rashee Rice, but if you look at everybody else,
Sky Moore from the year before.
Yeah. Sky Moore was awful. I mean, even look at
They pick up a rookie wide receiver this year. He's stellar. Say they get.
What if they get a Tank Dell?
Okay, say one of the LSU wide receivers drops to him.
It wouldn't happen. They're going to draft like 27th.
That could absolutely happen.
That could absolutely happen. I'm picking up one of the LSU wide receivers as a rookie almost over Rashee Rice because the upside's going to be there. Because they're going to diversify the offense and not get them those type of targets next year. I guarantee you.
The other thing to note about the 23rd, 24th position, and I'm not trying to say that he's a bad player. I'm just saying I don't think he's like necessarily that guy. But think of how many quarterbacks were injured this year that has affected the wide receivers, and then think of all the top wide receivers that have been injured this year as well. So that 24 probably realistically is in the 30s, you know?
Yeah, he's a rookie.
I will say this.
Year two is the best year,
always. As a rookie for Rashee Rice, he does look very strong on the field. When he plays, he looks strong, he looks big, and he looks explosive. So if he can continue on that momentum and he keeps getting that you know, that synergy with Patrick Mahomes, I think you're absolutely right, AJ. He could be explosive. He could be cracking top 15 year after year.
I would say he's more of a sleeper pick than anything.
I'm going to tell you this now, and then I'm not going to talk about it ever again until our draft come August, but doubtful. I'm going to highly target this man.
I can already tell you are. For example, let's say the option's there in the third round.
Oh, probably.
Are you picking Rashee Rice or are you taking Jordan Addison?
No, third round, it would be DK Metcalf.
I go Rashee Rice.
Over Addison? Are
Absolutely.
You nuts?
Yeah, 100%. Without a doubt in my mind.
Dude,
Justin Jefferson.
Jordan has 9 touchdowns on the season.
Without Justin.
What did Jared just say?
JJ.
That's right. Justin Jefferson exists.
Yeah. And they're both awesome. Look at their numbers together. They were awesome.
Yeah.
Time they haven't had numbers is when Dobbs is throwing the ball because he's just not really a passer, you know?
The Pastronaut failed.
Yes, that pat. It's a great nickname.
Mission critical.
In hindsight,
Houston, we have an issue.
Hindsight, maybe the word pass was not the best play on for a nickname.
Panicanaut?
But it's still pretty cool.
Moonwalker.
Know?
Moonwalker. I like that one.
That I like that one too.
Either way, the way we're gonna look at a lot of these receivers, the same way we did this year, where. That year two, and this is just like...
I already know you're not taking over Tank Dell, right?
That one's tough. I would still take him over Tank Dell.
You would take Rashee Rice over Tank Dell?
Yeah.
You are lying to me, dude. You're just lying. There is no way you would do that.
Yeah. No. I have Tanked Out. And I'm,
yeah,
I'm,
exactly.
I'm telling you
that's
that.
Why I say you're lying. Look at Tanked Out's numbers. Why would you even consider taking Rashi Rice over him?
It's like, to me, it's super easy, and it's only two words. Patrick Mahomes.
Those aren't words. Those are names.
A name is a word.
Not true.
Also true. Like, at the end of the...
Pat's a word.
Pat's a word.
Home.
Home is a word.
So is Monado. But at the end of the day, yes, I get like the concept of this, but I'm going to take a wide receiver that Patrick Mahomes trusts over a rookie CJ Stroud going into his second year. And yeah, and it, like, I could absolutely be wrong, but I'm going to take proven over what could be in this instance.
I'm going to take the two players that were literally ranked in the top 10 this year. That's what I would do.
And you have one. Like, again, I also do. So I'm just like, I'm saying this objectively of like what, if I'm looking at next year, that's how I feel at this exact moment. And I stand behind it.
I have Tanked Dell. Good luck in the playoffs.
I 1,000%. I bragged about Tanked Dell. I told you guys he's going to be an absolute monster this year. Like about
yeah,
the like,
and, little he, and he was. He and absolutely I, was. And that's why I can't believe that you're telling me right now that without a doubt you would take Rashi Rice over Tanked Dell.
Yeah. 2 feet down, dude. I'm standing on it.
I don't believe you.
About to be 6 feet under.
I don't
after
know. I can't tell if you're lying to me or if you're lying to yourself.
We'll find out.
We shall see.
We'll find out.
But which brings up another question. Rookie of the year, who do you guys have?
That's super hard this year because it was CJ Stroud without a question.
I think it still is. Quarterback position, he's been absolutely stellar. I think the only reason that you'd maybe fall off is if he doesn't come back after this week.
Well, I mean, you have...
Because if he misses the end of the season, then probably not.
You have... Who is the big wide receiver this year that got drafted?
Jordan Addison.
Well, yeah, you have Addison. You have Jalen Reed, who's also been putting up...
He's been good. He's not going to be up there.
I agree. He has been good.
Tank Dell. Stellar numbers. Yep.
Yeah, Tank Dell could be too, but he can't because he broke. You know.
Any big running backs? Bijan hasn't really been...
No, Bijan's not a chance. No, I'll say Jahmyr Gibbs like as of late, has been better, but it's not going to be enough to put him up there.
What about the defensive players?
It's going to be Devin Witherspoon or Jalen Carter.
Yeah,
it's going to be Jalen Carter. It's going to be Jalen Carter.
Yeah, because Devin missed a couple games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and Jalen's still only seeing like a 40% snap rate, but like when
he
does... He might
win defensive rookie of the year.
He absolutely will.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a bet on that, too. So
there's another wide receiver.
Fingers crossed.
There's another rookie wide receiver we're forgetting, I think.
Oh, Rashi Rice. That's right.
No. I think it was a first-round pick.
Yeah, I think we're missing one big one.
Gosh, we're gonna be so mad when we look it up.
It's gonna be really easy.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Jeffrey.
Well, okay. Oh no, it was Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's not gonna get it because he's yet to have over 60. Zay Flowers has no chance.
No,
Zay Flowers has zero chance to get that.
I wouldn't say zero chance. I think he's got a better chance than
Quentin Johnston, who's like just unanimously a bust immediately.
I think he's a good trade target.
That dude sucks.
I think he'll get his hands together.
I would hope so. You don't want to see. So. I don't necessarily like want players like that to thrive. I really hate seeing them implode.
Yeah.
On stupid things like that, which is essentially just mental errors.
Will Levis could win it.
No,
probably not.
He's probably not even going to play this week. I'll say
really
because I mean, if you looked at that, don't get me wrong. I think he's a baller, dude. And like what he did last week, dude, he took some lumps.
Bryce Young's definitely not going to win it.
Absolutely not. No, Bryce Young has zero chance. That's why it's most likely CJ Stroud. Either way.
Puka Nakua.
Yeah, Puka.
Yeah.
Puka
knew him. No, Puka's fell off over the last couple weeks.
No, but it's stats. Awesome, when you look at your stats.
Correct. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if you were to look
he's
in, like,
1,000 yards.
In the macro, I would easily get over CJ Stroud over Puka.
Puka has the most rookie receiving touchdowns ever, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And, like, that's cool. But, like, if you're watching a team that had the number two pick, technically.
This also won't happen, but Ivan Pace Jr., the Vikings undrafted.
Yes, undrafted free agent.
He's been stellar.
I would put him in there for defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah.
He's been good.
He won't win, but I agree. He's up there. He won't win because of the name recognition.
Well, that, and he was one of the highest rated players over the past, like, 4 or 5 weeks at the linebacker position. It's amazing. Good for him.
How about MVP?
Oh, God.
It's Christian McCaffrey. It's done.
It's got to be.
Actually, no. It's either Tyreek or it's CMC. A quarterback is not going to win it this year.
I think a quarterback still is, but I agree it should be CMC or Tyreek.
If it's a quarterback, who is it then?
Dak.
I don't know.
I think it's Dak.
It's absolutely not Dak.
I think so.
No.
I'm just saying, like, it's the quarterback award.
It's Brock Purdy.
That's why I'm saying I don't think they would give it to Brock.
So
maybe.
So here's, like, the hard part is, like, when I look at, like, two MVP positions, I look at Brock Purdy and CMC. I'm not saying, like, they're the top two. But when I look at both of them, how can you put two MVP candidates on the same team? You know what I mean? Like it's the same thing as having Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and they're like, it's the greatest quarterback with the greatest coach ever. How do you know that unless they separate so I can see what it is?
Because they always go quarterback.
When CMC goes down, Brock Purdy is not the same. But at the same time, when CMC and, like, his team is healthy and everybody's there, Brock Purdy looks,
of course,
like a G.
Of course he does.
It's not Jalen Hurts because he looked horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like the I would like it if CMC wins it, but then at the same time, it's like Raheem Mostert also has the same amount of touchdowns, so it's
he
like,
has more.
He's got like 17 or 18.
He has 20.
He's 20.
No, CMC has 22 total touchdowns.
He
yeah, it does.
Does he?
Yeah, he has 20 touchdowns this year.
I'm gonna have to look this up. At some point. Either way, we're getting long. And
way
we only
less
have
than LaDainian Tomlinson.
Puka Nacua has 1,100 yards right now and 4 touchdowns.
And he's part of the breakfast club.
As a rookie, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's probably going to put up another 100 tonight, too.
Probably. Well, Kyron's definitely putting up 100 tonight.
Yeah.
He's averaging 109 yards a game.
Yes,
Kyron Williams.
Yes, he is.
He's a beast.
Since you brought this up, we were talking about trades earlier. I said this to AJ last week. Listen to this trade, because this was huge for my fantasy football week, at least in Dynasty. So I traded away, I think, week 3, Josh Jacobs. So Jacobs was down a little bit, and Kyron's coming off those 2 good games. Might have been week 4. I traded Josh for Kyron Williams and Chris Godwin. Last week, Jacobs is out. Kyron Williams and Godwin combined for 45 points.
Yeah, Godwin went off last
week.
Yeah.
The Packers cornerbacks, they contested one catch of the 22 catches they had.
I do want to bring this up, especially since we talked about it. Nick, it was just me and you on the podcast last week, and we had a very, very short discussion about this, and you said the wide receiver on Tampa that was going to have a big week was going to be Mike Evans.
Yes.
One of us said it was absolutely going to be Chris Godwin, and was right, Jared. This guy over here, yep, I'll knock myself. Suck it.
They both had good weeks, though.
They did.
So yeah, Baker Mayfield went off.
Yeah, Baker did go off.
He was actually a really cool
Baker's going to get an awesome contract for that game.
Yeah, you remember, I mean, at the start of the season, you were all down
on
the
Daniel Jones. Well,
Baker,
yeah, he's still bad.
Dude, but no, hold up. Baker was the first ever quarterback in Lambeau to have a perfect quarterback rating.
I know.
I did not know that.
When you look back in history, it's not going to be the Vikings, the Lions, the
especially
Bears.
Especially the fact that
it
happened in December. That's even weirder.
I know.
But it's because there's no snow right now.
Yeah, that's a huge factor. Either way, so we have 15 minutes of this game. Let's move on to our top fantasy football players, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, I already interjected, so I'm just going to start out with it. Here's my top 5 of the week in no particular order, but kind of. James Cook is my number one. That dude is an absolute man amongst men.
At the Chargers.
Looks fantastic, and against the Chargers, a very good matchup. My next one's actually going to be TJ Hawkinson.
Against the Lions at
home.
That's
a revenge game, though. It is the narrative exclusively, even with JJ back, that I think TJ Hawkinson is going to have like 80 yards and a touchdown.
Hawk season.
He will score. AJ Brown, going to be my number 3. He's going against the Giants. And as we saw last week, Jalen Hurts can't see anything else other than AJ Brown. So I'm just going to trust it in that fact. DK Metcalf, he's DK Metcalf. And then Mike Evans. I think this one does go back to Mike Evans.
Some contrarian picks there.
A little bit.
Very contrarian.
But at the same time, I think they're great.
Yeah, I don't have any of the
it's
same
amazing.
I don't have any of the same
You're
top
right,
players.
But at the same time,
yeah, any
sure
of the top players that you have. I went St. Brown against the Vikings. I like St. Brown, best hands in the league right now. I went Diggs this week against the Chargers. Similar aspect, but Diggs, he's hungry. They were talking about last week. He didn't get the balls he wanted. I think this week is his week that he explodes. I went Waddle, pending Tyreek against Dallas. Probably the highest scoring game of the week in Miami. McCaffrey at home. Love that pick. Playing the Ravens. They're going to be down and dirty. I bet McCaffrey might get 2 touchdowns this week again. And then I went Higgins because Chase is out and he played big last week. I think Browning gives him more feeding time.
I like those picks. I also went Steph because coming off. See, this is. So I did not go James Cook, and this is my only knock against it this week. Last week, they rushed the ball 25 times, or at least with Cook, because they had to with the really bad weather. Do you guys know how many times they dropped back to pass the ball? Or 50? I guess how many, let me say that. Do you know how many times Josh Allen actually threw the ball?
It was like 15 and he completed 7.
Maybe
7 to 13?
Yes.
Was it 13?
Maybe.
He only had 7 completed catches. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. So my point is they're now playing in L.A. They're playing in Chargers, playing in a dome. So they're definitely not going to have to run the ball like they did in Buffalo in the rain. So I don't I still think James Cook will probably finish with a good score, but I'm not expecting, you know, the 40 burger that he put up last week.
No, I'm not either. Yeah.
So I am going with Steph because he is hungry as well. And they have to win. They need to win games.
I think they're the dark horse Super Bowl winner this year.
I don't. I honestly, the Bills' magic has kind of left my body a little bit. I think that they're just on the slope trying to come back to what they had 2-3 years ago.
I don't know. I mean, if they can win the division.
I feel like Jared does, yeah. No, if they
not
went
win
out,
the division.
No, they can. They absolutely can.
Well, with Miami up there, I don't think
yep,
so.
Yep, they absolutely can.
Miami probably has to lose out.
Well, they play Dallas this week.
They have to lose 2, and then they play each other. But, dude, like, the Bills so hot right now.
Yeah.
So hot right now. Even, like, when they played the Eagles, they absolutely should have beaten us, like, just realistically. And they've been on fire since then.
And do you know what the key is?
James Cook?
They're not putting up 15 penalties a game. That is their key. That's what's been their Achilles heel every year for the past 3 years. Penalties. Penalties, penalties, penalties. And they can't move the ball or they get into tough situations. And then they lose games. The past 3 weeks, been different. They've actually been consistent, less penalties. They're moving the football, and they do look really hot.
The Chargers are also 30th against the pass, so Diggs has an awesome matchup.
Yep.
So Steph is definitely – he's basically my number two of the week, to be honest, and it's hard for me to say that because I've been preaching him the last couple weeks, and he just hasn't been producing. But it's not a Steph problem. It's a Bills problem, you know. My number one is Tyreek, assuming he plays. Number one, big matchup. They don't necessarily have to win, but
highest game of the week.
Yep, and last time he got 12 targets and like 9 catches on that for 100 yards and a touchdown. So Sauce Gardner doesn't really matter.
Jalen Ramsey.
So I got Tyreek and Steph. And then my last three, I also have Hockenson on there for the revenge game type narrative.
Yeah.
And I have Trey McBride up there just because he's a target monster. He had 11 targets last week. And then Rashad White for the same reason. That he's just, honestly,
since
everything that I'm preaching this week is volume. Everything is volume here.
Is that, have we talked about that before on this podcast?
Rashad White.
Volume.
Volume?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, we talk about that?
That's why I'm keeping that theme.
And they're amazing.
So, yeah, so I got Tyreek, McBride, White, Steph, and TJ Hockenson as my top players for this Sunday, but really Saturday as well.
WHIT, baby.
And then lastly, for my lock of the week outside the top 10, I'm sticking with Jordan Addison because you got Hockenson back and you also got Justin back. So last time Justin played the Lions, he set the franchise record for yards in a game, 227. I can bet you $1 million. All they're going to do is triple cover JJ, which is going to open the door for TJ and Addison. So Addison is my top lock of the week.
Boom.
Outside the top 10.
Perfect. I'll say mine is easy peasy. Also an Eagles player, so we're going a little jaded here. But it's Boston Scott. Guaranteed touchdown. He only does it twice a year against the Giants and then against the Giants a second time. Boston Scott will score a touchdown. Lock it in.
Ooh, big lock. Love the locks. I got to go Waddle. Waddle is my lock of the week.
Waddle.
I think he just gets fed.
Even with Tyreek back,
he's going to get 10 targets.
Yeah, and there's a chance he leaves the game a couple times like he did
last
week.
Because what Waddle does best is plays that little slot position. And I think with the pass rush that Dallas can bring to Tua, he's going to get ripping that ball off quick.
Probably. I think it's a good bet. All right, good bets all around.
Should we go through the picks real quick?
Yep. You got them ready?
I can get them ready real fast because tonight's game – we got Saints at the Rams, both in for the playoff picture, possibly. I picked the Rams this week.
I picked the Rams, too. Home team, and New Orleans is just – I mean, I guess you can make the same argument for L.A., but home team, Rams, New Orleans are too finicky.
The Rams are going to win, but I did put money on the Saints because 82% of the money is currently on the Rams.
Well,
and they didn't change. And they didn't change anything with the outcome.
Because what was the spread, 6?
Yeah.
4? It was something in there. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. We got a battle of the AFC East.
I went Cincy also.
I went Cincinnati as well, Mason but Rudolph I could sucks. See that Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph.
I'm not confident
Reindeer games type play. Buffalo at the Chargers. These are Saturday games.
Buffalo.
Buff.
I went Buffalo as well. They are a big favorite. I think they're 12-point favorites this week.
Well, the Herbert-less Chargers.
Exactly.
Yep.
And Keenan Allen-less Chargers. Indy at Atlanta. Atlanta's hot at home. They're 6-8. Indy, 8-6, making a push for that number one seed.
Indy.
I went Indy also.
I went Indy. Green Bay at Carolina. Carolina 2-12. Could be an upset. They might get this win.
I went Green Bay.
Yeah.
I went Green Bay too. Cleveland at Houston, tough pick because you know Joe Flacco is going to be going off in the dome.
It's not a tough pick. It's Cleveland by like 10 points for me.
Is CJ Stroud out?
Yes, most likely. So I reverse projected that. Yes, yeah.
I also went Cleveland.
I went Cleveland too because of the news of CJ. Detroit at Minnesota, battle of the NFC North.
Minnesota because it's a home team.
Detroit.
I went Detroit as well. Washington at the Jets. This is going to be tough. This is Sunday afternoon. It looks like it's supposed to be pretty rainy.
Jets.
I also went Jets.
I also went the Jets, but I could see Washington pulling that one out just because of point purposes.
Howell's a little quieter now.
I think they can still score points. Eric Bieniemy. Seattle at Tennessee. We got a bird coming into a Titan.
Seahawks.
I went Seattle as well because they're fighting for that playoff push. 7-7. Jacksonville at Tampa. Battle of Floridians.
Tampa.
Give me Tampa in this, yeah.
I went Jacksonville. Arizona at Chicago.
Chicago.
I went Chicago.
I went Chicago as well.
Defense looks amazing.
Though Arizona's looking good. They're picking up with some steam. In Chicago, I just can't trust them for some reason, but I did pick Chicago. Dallas at Miami.
Miami.
Dallas or Miami
afternoon game.
Yeah, it's in Miami, correct?
This is Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, in Miami, give me Miami.
It's supposed to be 18-mile-per-hour winds in Miami.
Ain't nothing
good for the screen pass.
Absolutely, I went Miami as well. Though I may pick Dallas in that game because Miami has yet to proven to beat a good team.
They both haven't.
Mm-hmm. Vegas.
They're both teams that haven't done anything against winning teams. But
then we have Christmas Day games. We have three of them. Hallelujah. Something Woo. To do besides talk to the family. We have Raiders at Kansas City.
Oh, Casey.
Casey.
I'm going Casey. I think Travis Kelce just goes off in this game. He does really well against the Raiders. Giants at Philly.
Philly.
I went Philly also.
Yep,
they
Philly.
Wouldn't lose four games.
They are a 13-point favorite.
They How much? Better not.
13 points, which is huge for the NFL.
I wouldn't take the spread because we're also garbage.
Huge for the NFL. Then we have the biggest game, well, quite frankly, one of the biggest games, Baltimore at San Francisco, Monday night, Christmas night, huge battle, could be the Super Bowl. Who do you guys got?
Oh, Niners. Easy.
I went Baltimore.
Ooh. What?
Baltimore defense coming in. I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. This is definitely going to be a very exciting game to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm on the fence. I went San Francisco home team. You got to do it.
Yeah.
And
I guess.
Our Sunday Christmas Eve
night
game.
San Francisco also has amazing defense.
Yeah.
Of course, Christmas Eve night, right before Santa comes, they give us the worst game of the week.
I know. Why did they not
New England
this?
At Denver.
Yeah, horrible.
Everyone wants to see it.
Give me Denver.
I want Denver, too. They're
this
6-point favorites.
This should have been the Saturday noon game.
Yeah, they should have made that the Tuesday game.
I went Denver also.
Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
What do you think the score of the Denver-New England game is?
I think it's going to be 27-10. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, 27-10.
That was wild. Dang.
I went 19-6.
We should probably just bet that exact score.
I don't think either team scored more than 20.
I'm
going
to put $5 on the exact score of that.
27-10.
Yep.
Lock it in.
And then my Survivor game lock of the week, I'm actually picking Green Bay.
Are you still in it?
Well, no, you do it for fun, though.
Oh, yeah.
You still get the chance. You don't just do it for fun?
No.
Why not?
After I'm out, I'm out.
It's one pick.
I'm out, dude.
You go through 12 selections. You can't hit one more button.
I'm out. Yeah, last week I did pretty good in the you pick'ems.
You did great. You went 13 of 16.
Yeah, I did.
You took a huge lead.
Did I really?
Yeah.
No, I'm still tied.
At least
I'm
over
tied.
Me, you did.
Yeah, I'm tied with that other guy. Freaking Brendan.
Brendan.
Hate that guy. Yeah, no, I went 13 of 16 last week. That's
pretty good.
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of a lot of one-score games. Yeah. So that's unfortunate. But that's the way she crumbles.
As is life.
Well, next week, Christmas, I'm out of town, so I won't be here.
Playoffs, championship.
Not next week.
Next week, we'll.
Oh, yeah, after this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week we got Vikings-Packers.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, big. It's a big race in the NFC and not so big of a race in the AFC for playoff pictures.
Vikings-Packers, it's in Minnesota too, right?
That's in Green Bay.
It was a Green Bay one.
Yeah, lucky.
It's going to be tough.
Go time. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, thanks for sticking around, guys. We will be back next week. Good luck in your fantasy playoffs. And this is Nick signing off. Start Jordan Addison.
AJ, good luck. Peace.
Jared, adios, compadres.